Senator Glenn Menezes, Elijah Davis, Minister of the 12th Hour, Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, at the 12th Hour in the Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 12, 2016. Our Chishlu, 13, 2020. We start our second service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled Lift Him Up, the Risen Savior. Lift Him Up, the heads that bid you. Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David, Minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Zion, the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is November 12, 2016, or it's Chishlu 13, 2020. We will start our second service on the Sabbath day with a song entitled Lift Him Up, the Risen Savior. Lift Him Up, 'tis He that bids you. Let the dying look and learn to all weary, thirsty sinners, living waters will He give. And though once so meek and lowly, yet the Prince of Heaven was He. And the blind is up in darkness, through the blood of Yeshua shall see. Lift Him up, the risen Savior, far amid the waiting throng. Lift Him up, 'tis He that speaketh. Now He bids you flee from wrong. Lift Him up, this precious Savior. Let the mortal to behold. They will willing hearts shall seek Him. He will draw them to His home. They shall gather from the wayside, hastening on with joyous feet. They shall bear the cross of Yahshua, and shall find salvation sweet. Lift Him up, the risen Savior, I am the waiting throng. Lift Him up, 'tis He that speaketh. Now He bids you flee from wrong. Lift Him up in all His glory. 'Tis the song of Yahweh on high. Lift Him up, His love shall draw them, even the terror shall draw nigh. Let them hear again the story of the cross, the death, the shame, and from tongue to tongue repeat it. Mighty throne shall bless His name. Lift Him up, the risen Savior, high amid the waiting throng. Lift Him up, 'tis He that speaketh. Now He bids you flee from wrong. Oh, then lift Him up in singing. Lift the Savior up in prayer, a glorious Redeemer, all the sins of men did bear. Just a young shall bow before Him, and all their voices raise. All the deaf shall hear Hosanna, and the dumb shall shout His praise. Lift Him up, the risen Savior, amid the waiting throng, lift him up to see the speaker. Now he bids you cease from wrong. Part 1, Holy Spirit. That's going to be a new series. The Holy Spirit is mentioned in the KJV exactly 505 times in 456 verses. So, we're going to start with Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. And this will be sort of a review from our last study, because we had this also in the last part of our last study. We'll go right into it and do it again, all over. It is good to review. It says that in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, Yahweh created the heaven and the earth. Now, heaven is singular here, meaning he created the heaven that applies to this world. But he created additional heavens that apply to the 11 other worlds that's in our solar system that represents the 12 sons of Jacob. Verse 2, Genesis chapter 1. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the face of the waters. And Yahweh said, let there be light, and there was light. And Yahweh saw the light, that it was good. And Yahweh divided the light from the darkness. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. So here Yahweh created the 2 12-hour cycles of the day. He created first the night cycle of 12 hours, then he created the day cycle of 12 hours, and he operated on that system for 3 days in his creation of this earth in 1 week. So it said in verse 6, and Yahweh said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. All right, now that means that there is waters above the firmament, over our head, and there are waters underneath the firmament. Now that's what created a belt around this earth. There's a thermal jacket of water that Yahweh placed in the heaven above us. He put an airspace between the two clouds. Okay, the two waters. He put an ocean of water around the earth above the heaven. And then he put an ocean of water underneath the heaven that supplied a buffer against the rays of the sun coming down on the earth to create a climate control at the proper climate. And so, therefore, Yahweh did all of this in the first 3 days of creation without any assistance from the sun, the moon, or the stars, because they weren't there. So it says verse 6, Genesis 1, and Yahweh said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. You get that? Let there be an air pocket between the waters. One's above the firmament, one below the firmament. Let it divide the waters from the waters. Now, why was it this way? Well, there was a second heaven above our heaven, where this first thermal jacket of water was going around the earth that was supplying this earth. Well, how about that water above the firmament? It supplied water for the next planet that was created above it. I don't know of a better explanation at this point to describe that. So in Genesis 1:7 it says, "And Yahweh made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And Yahweh called the firmament heaven." You see that? So the firmament that was above, first we had a thermal jacket of water. And then we had a firmament, which is called the heaven. And then above that heaven was another firmament. There was another thermal jacket of water above that heaven, meaning that he created another planet. Well, according to Genesis 37, he created 12 of those. According to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, he created other worlds in this solar system at the same time that he created this earth. And no doubt he put a thermal jacket of water around each one of them. So you have 12 heavens, 12 planets, 12 thermal jackets of water around each planet. And they're all rotating around the sun, the moon, and the stars that we have in our planetary heavens tonight. In our planetary heaven, we have sun, moon, and stars. That same moon and stars serves those other 11 heavens and planets. Genesis 1:8, "And Yahweh called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day." See, and he called the firmament heaven. And Yahweh said, "Let the waters under the heaven." So we're talking about going to heaven? Well, that heaven above the firmament, which is heaven, be gathered together. It says, "And Yahweh said, let the waters under the heaven," in other words, under this firmament, "be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And Yahweh called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And Yahweh saw that it was good. Yahweh said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his time, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his time, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself, after his time. And Yahweh saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. We still don't have no sun, moon, or stars here to divide the day from the night. We have heaven's light, what they call earth light. Light coming emanating from the Father and the Son that came down to this earth to do this creation together. And Yahweh said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be signs and for seasons, let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven." Okay, now, he said the firmament back there earlier, he called heaven, but now he says, "Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven." So there's a firmament now above the heaven. In other words, you have a thermal jacket of water, now you have another firmament above the heaven to divide the day from the night. Oh no, it says, "And Yahweh said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven." to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven, to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And Yahweh made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And Yahweh set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And Yahweh saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Okay, and I said, Yahweh said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. And Yahweh created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and Yahweh saw that it was good. Yahweh blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And Yahweh said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And Yahweh made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And Yahweh saw that it was good, and Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, talking to his son Yahshua, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So Yahweh created man in his own image, in the image of Yahweh created he him. Male and female created he them. And Yahweh blessed them, and Yahweh said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And Yahweh said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. Unto you it shall be for meat, and unto every beast of the earth, and unto every fowl of the air, and unto everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2, Genesis, verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished. Now notice it's got S on the heavens. 12 heavens and 12 thermal jackets of water. Okay, and 12 planets created on the first week of creation. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Yahweh created and made. Creation of the man and woman. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, which were created in the day that the Yahweh Elohim made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Yahweh Elohim had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahweh Elohim formed the man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And Yahweh Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant unto the sight and good for food, the tree of the life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is it which encompasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that encompasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hattatel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Okay, now we know Euphrates is in the world today. We know that. And I don't know about the other three rivers, just where they're identified at today. But we know Euphrates is a border on Israel, the north and the east. All right. And the Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. And I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Yahweh Elohim formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them, and whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names unto all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Yahweh Elohim had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. The fall into sin, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which Yahweh Elohim had made, and he said unto the woman, yea, hath Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree of the life which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For Elohim doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, and then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day, And Adam and his wife and them hid themselves from the presence of the Yahweh Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And the Yahweh Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest unto to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Yahweh Elohim said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and of every beast of the field, upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Okay, so the man is to bruise the woman's head, the serpent's head. That would be the same thing as saying the church, the true church, the pure woman is going to bruise Satan's head here in these last days. But Satan's going to bruise the heel of the woman before the woman bruises his head and destroys him. So there's your prophecy right there, Genesis 3:16. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called on his wife's name, Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Yahweh Elohim make coats of skins, and clothed them, and the Yahweh Elohim said, Behold, the man has become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand, and take also the tree of life, and eat and live forever. Therefore the Yahweh Elohim sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden a cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Cain, Abel, and their descendants. Chapter 4, Genesis. And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Yahweh. And she again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Yahweh. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Yahweh had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Yahweh said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And Yahweh said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand? When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Yahweh, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. And I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And the Yahweh said unto him, Therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Yahweh set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Okay. It says, And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived, and bare Enoch. And he built a city, and called the name of the city after the name of Enoch, his son Enoch. And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael, and Mahujael begat Methusel, and Methusel begat Lamech, and Lamech took unto him two wives, and the name of the one was Ada, and the name of the other was Zillah. And Ada bare Jabal. He was the father of such as dwell in tents, and of such as have cattle. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handle the harp and the organ. And Zillah, she also bare Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer, in brass and iron. And the sister of Tubal Cain was Naamah. And Lamech said unto his wives, Ada and Zillah, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son, and called his name Seth, for Yahweh said, She hath appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, unto him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos, E-N-O-S. Then began men to call upon the name of the Yahweh. Okay, when the righteous line was born unto Adam, Seth, but his third son, then it says men begin to call upon Yahweh. Alright. We're in Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. We're in the generations now of Adam. This is the book of the generations of Adam. And the day that Yahweh created man in the likeness of Yahweh made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. So he called their name Adam. So Eve, his wife's name, was also Adam. They just had one name. They were both called Adam. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness after his image, and called his name Seth. So, to get that first righteous seed, to to succeed Adam, he had to wait 130 years. 130 years. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. And Seth lived 105 years and begat Enos. And Seth lived after he begat Enos 807 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Seth was 912 years and he died. And Enos lived 90 years and begat Canaan. And Enos lived after he begat Canaan 815 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enos were 905 years and he died. And Canaan lived 70 years and begat Mahalaleel. And Canaan lived after he begat Mahalaleel 840 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Canaan were 910 years, and he died. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years, begat Jared. And Mahalaleel lived after he begat Jared 830 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Mahalaleel were 895 years, and he died. And Jared lived in 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared was 962 years, and he died. So Jared was the second oldest man to live on the earth. Methuselah was the oldest at 969 years. And Noah, I believe, was the third oldest. I believe he lived 950 years. Let's go ahead. Verse 21 of Genesis chapter 5. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with Yahweh after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with Yahweh, and he was not, for Yahweh took him. And Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years. Okay, let's read that again. And Methuselah lived 187 years, and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived after he begat Lamech 782 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. And Lamech lived in 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yahweh had cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Okay. It says, Yahweh is agreed with men, Genesis chapter 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of Yahweh saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And Yahweh said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. So it shows right there that man created in the image of Yahweh, that even Yahweh the Father is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of Yahweh came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty, men which were of old, men of renown. And Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented to Yahweh that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Yahweh said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. The building of the ark, verse 9, of Genesis chapter 6. And it said, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with Yahweh. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before Yahweh, and the earth was filled with violence. And Yahweh looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. All flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And Yahweh said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence to them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. So Noah was to gather food into the ark. Well, what happens when he uses that food? Yahweh replaces it, just like he did with the the cruse of oil for the widow woman. Okay. And take thou unto thee all the food that is eaten, and thou shalt give it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that Yahweh commanded him, so did he. Noah and the beast entered into the ark. Verse chapter 7, Genesis chapter 7. And Yahweh said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take unto thee that by seven, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by seven, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. And Noah did according unto all that the Yahweh commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of the waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood, of the clean beasts, and of the beasts that are not clean, and of the fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two, and two, and unto the Noah unto the ark, the male and the female, as Yahweh had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were up on the earth. The flood, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons, with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah and to the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all the flesh, as Yahweh had commanded him, and Yahweh shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare upon the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail. And the mountains were covered. And all the flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. So it says all that was in the dry land died. Now this is the first time I remember reading this. I was wondering about the fish in the sea. And every living substance that was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed, and the earth upon the earth 150 days. Okay, chapter 8 of Genesis, verse 1. And Yahweh remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And Yahweh made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged, the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened a window of the ark which he had made, and he sent forth a raven which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her, and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, and her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, this is on the new moon Sabbath, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on of the 27th day of the month, was the earth dried. Noah lays the ark, and Yahweh spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. And Noah builded an altar unto Yahweh, and took of every clean beast, and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar, and the Yahweh smelled a sweet savor, and the Yahweh said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter, and day and night shall not see. Chapter 9. Yahweh's covenant with Noah. And Yahweh blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things. The flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall not ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require, at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother, will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. Yahweh spake unto Noah and unto his sons with him, saying, And I behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl of the cattle and of the beasts of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark unto every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And Yahweh said, This is the token of the covenant which I have made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant between Yahweh and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. Yahweh said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Noah's drunkenness, verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth to the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah. And of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken. And he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backwards and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backwards, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wife and knew what his younger son had done to him, and he said, "Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren." And he said, "Blessed be the Yahweh Elohim of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." Okay, Yahweh shall enlarge, this Canaan is the same thing as Ham, the son that brought a curse upon his father's family. Yahweh shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. So Noah lived the third longest of anybody on the earth. And I guess Adam was the fourth longest. Okay. So we're really getting close to the end of our study this hour. I'll tell you what. Let's just close this service off and with a song, and we'll continue with chapter 10 of Genesis chapter 10. We're going to probably go right on to Genesis. Finish it off through the whole book. Okay, this brings the close of our study. Contact us at the 11th hour call. Number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Lead me to Calvary. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget the thorn crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Show me the tomb where thou wast laid, tenderly mourned and wept. Angels in rows of light arrayed, guarded thee while thou slept. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thy agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. Let me like Mary through the gloom come with a gift to thee. Show to me now the empty tomb, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary. May I be willing to bear daily my life cross for thee, even the cup of grief to share. Thou hast borne all for me. Lest thou forget Gethsemane, lest thou forget thy agony, lest thou forget thy love for me. Lead me to come.